Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Can I just say I'm feeling very butch after last night?
Are you?
Yeah. Thank you for my first ever experience of that.
It surely wasn't your first.
It was, yeah. Yeah. It was good, though.
You must have, growing up, done it.
No. It was a bit painful to start with.
Yes, I could sense you tensing up next to me.
But
you soon eased into it.
I soon eased into it, yeah. Hello and welcome to Help I Sex and My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like, is it okay to send someone a late birthday card and blame it on the postal service?
Oh, don't kick them while they're down.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Don't do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And how do I manifest a Saltburn summer? Oh, I'd love a Saltburn summer.
Would you?
Yeah. And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we are not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert and internet sensation.
No, we're not Jordan North. I'm more Candelabra. I'm more Candelabra, you're more can of lager. That's nice, it's from Ella.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Let's have a toast, although I'm still on...
Are you still...
Yeah. I'm still on dry jam.
Last week of it?
Yeah, I met our mutual friend, James Robinson, for a coffee this week.
For a coffee.
And it was so awkward because we've been mates for years and we're just like, so yeah, how's Chelsea? Yeah. And we were like, literally 10 minutes in, James was like, this is so weird, us two meeting and not having a beer.
But that's one of the things with Northerners, because James is from the North, from the Lake District. Alcohol is a great bond, really, for Northerners. And without that, you got nothing.
Yeah, we were like, this is boring. So I might break it on Saturday, the time of recording, because...
You're going to the football?
No, I'm going to the football on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
football on a Friday?
Well, I'm going to watch it on the telly because I can't get up in time. But I said to James, we might go and have a little boozy Saturday afternoon.
Am I just tasting on my own then?
Yeah, because it's bad luck to toast your water. And
There's
someone I wanted to toast to this week, someone who's died. Oh, I know who it was. They've not died. Is it out there yet?
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't do that yet.
Oh, is it not official?
No, I don't think they've announced.
Okay.
No. I would like to toast, however, G and Diva Rodolfo Joaquin Perez Arce.
Is that him from The Joker?
Potentially, I have Rodolfo said all of your names incorrectly. He is from, shock, Chile. And he has got us tattooed on his calf.
Matt! Have you seen this?
And on the screens in the studio behind us, and we'll put this on social media, is a picture of this Chilean man's leg in great detail, actually. And there's me. I'm on the top.
Why have we no eyes? We look like Pokemon characters.
We do. And what does it say, Jordan?
More BFF, more WTF.
Yes, which I think is from our book. It's within one of the section openers.
What's that above his sock? Is that a birthmark?
It could be the Japanese flag. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Could be.
Or a rising sun.
That was sent into my family WhatsApp group.
Was it?
And my mum was really proud.
Was she?
She said, you know you've made it when someone's got a tattoo of your face on you.
It's lovely when you've got your face pressed against a Chilean man's leg, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's lovely. And now we have. So, Rodolfo.
Rodolfo.
Tattoos are still common, but they're slightly less common if they involve us. Rodolfo.
Rodolfo the tattoo Chilean. He got a tattoo on his leg. And if you say it's shiny, he will... Rodolf the tattoo Chilean. I'll work on that one.
Yeah. Come back to us.
Rodolfo.
He drew the design himself.
Really?
He didn't get an artist to do that. I mean, quite obvious when you look at it. But he drew that himself.
Don't be horrible.
What?
Anyway.
It's lovely. Maybe he could colour us in next year, because it's a black and white tattoo.
No, don't colour. It's hard to maintain coloured in tattoos.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, he's got his red Japanese flag one he's going to have to do, and he's got a star on his knee by the look of it.
We should talk about last night.
Go on, then.
We went to Panto.
We did. Oh, yes, we did.
At the Palladium. I met William and Stuart after work. And we went to watch Julian Clary in Panto. Julian Clary, who makes William look like a pint-drinking, fat-ass plumber.
How rude.
He makes you look butch.
In his own words, he's a renowned homosexual.
No offence to any pint-drinking, fat-ass plumbers. That's
no.
None.
That's your demographic.
It very much so is. But it was great fun.
Saunders as Captain
Jennifer
Hook.
Saunders was brilliant.
Much better in Act 2 than Act 1.
Nigel Havers was great. It was very fun, very camp. Yeah.
You see, I don't think it was camp. I think that's just very normal.
I thought, and I've not been to Panto in ages. And it made me want to do Panto. I've been asked a couple of times.
Well, give it time.
No, I've been asked a few times. And I was like, can't because of the radio. But I was like, well.
Because you said you got asked to do it when you were on Rock FM.
Yeah, I got asked to do it in Preston. I think it was Cinderella. I remember the most famous one was the guy who played young Kenny in Phoenix Nights.
Right.
He was in it.
Is there any particular pantomime? I mean, I love this. We're mid into January, we're talking about pantomime. But is there any particular role that you'd like?
I could see myself as Buttons.
As Buttons? Because you press buttons for a living.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. But it also made me nervous last night watching pantomime because we are actually playing the Palladium.
Yeah, so it was a work trip that we went to the Palladium pantomime.
Anyone from HMRC is listening.
And we went to go and just see the Palladium because obviously that's where we'll be going on our tour in May, as well as lots of other wonderful theatres.
So nervous. I'm so nervous.
Yeah. It's a big old stage, isn't it?
It is. What are we going to do?
And it's got all those different tiers. I mean, the good news is, I think the Royal Circle and the Upper Circle, that'll predominantly just be your guest list.
Yeah.
So we're really only selling the stalls.
Yeah. Probably. Genuinely, Manchester I'm worried about, because I think half of it's probably my guest list.
I've seen the list, and it is.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. They better laugh.
They will. We'll warm up. So yeah, I went to Panto. What else has been going on? How's your week been?
How's your dry January going?
Like I said,
it's tough.
It is tough, and it's fine. I get it, but I do like a drink. But I'm resetting, and
do you think a 2 week reset is enough?
Yeah, it's just a bit boring, isn't it?
And are you healthy eating?
Yeah, I am trying to be pretty healthy. I've got HelloFresh, haven't I? I've got meatballs and mash tonight.
Meatballs and mash. I don't know what I'm doing. Mike is going out to the theatre tonight. I was out last night. He's out tonight.
It's fine because I don't drink in the week. And I love being in routine, but weekends I'm just like... I am, though, looking forward to this weekend because I've ordered a darts board.
Oh, how common.
So I'm probably just going to play darts all weekend. I've got a darts stand.
Where are you putting that?
So it's on a stand, so it's like you can take it up and down. And then
you can get rid of it.
I'm hoping to be semi-pro by the end of the year.
Semi-pro?
Yeah. I was a good darts player in my day, you know.
Well, it's all that wrist action.
2009.
Yes.
Sir Tom Finney final. Mm. Yeah. The pub I used to work in. Me and Airy John were in semi-final.
Okay.
Right. And it went to the last leg. And it were like got a bit of a crowd going. And I think there were about £200 prize money.
Mm.
And Airy John beat me on the last leg.
Okay.
And
let's talk about your brother.
He split the winnings with me. Bless him.
Oh. Oh, he split them. What were the winnings?
I think I got about 100 quid.
100 quid?
Yeah, when I was about 19. Bless him.
Buy you a house.
I thought it might have been 20. He gave me a bit of money from it anyway.
Oh.
But yeah.
And so which room, I'm not talking about your house, but which room are you putting that in?
The study.
In the okay.
The library.
That's probably where I'd put it. How much distance do you need? Is there like a regulation
2.6
distance?
2.6 metres or something.
There is.
Yeah. So I've ordered me darts. I'm just waiting for the dart stand to come. Yeah. I had to pull a lot of strings to get that.
I bet you did. Careful where you don't, if you don't want holes in the wall.
That's right. I've got a little case to go around it as well.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Mm. Yeah, because they're sharp, those darts. I actually looked at the end of one a few weeks ago and actually realised it's got a real pin. I don't know what
you call
it.
They're really sharp. I was once playing for a church, for a charity. I got triple 20.
So you're playing for a church?
Yeah. And I was in the final, got triple 20.
Yes.
Triple 20, third dart, bounced out, hit a nun in the eye. I got one nun dead in 80.
Oh, God, you've done that joke before.
I'm here all week. Have you ever played darts?
No.
Why don't you come round this weekend and have a game of darts?
I'm busy.
Are you?
Very busy. I will tell you what, I will come round. Maybe we'll do, you know, like when we did QE2, Keeping Up Appearances night.
Yeah.
We just had a takeaway and obviously Ben's not here. But I'll come round and we'll play darts.
Okay.
You can teach me.
Stuart, have you ever played darts? No? Okay. No. Adam, have you ever played darts?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you have. Yeah. But dry jam's fine.
Good.
It made me realise, like, I'm just going to counteract something here. There's a lot of stuff out at the moment about being sober and how good it is for you. My skin does look great because this has been like 10 days without drink. I've not got a problem. But also, like, it is fine if you enjoy your drink. It is fine if you work hard and you like to have a tipple in moderation at the weekend or if you've had a hard day. It's fine. And I do. I like eating. I like drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Talking of eating, last night when I did come home, Mike had gone to bed, but he did what he always does when I'm not there. He had fish.
Oh, does he cook fish when you're out? Because
I don't like
it.
Fish. Nothing fishy touches my lips. And I came home and it was like the girls' boarding house at school when I walked in the door. Oh, my God. Literally, I was choking and not in a good way. It was awful. I had to open the windows,
what,
had to light a candle.
Kippers?
I don't know what he had. No, it was white because I remember seeing it.
Halibut? Sea bass?
Halibut.
Was it halibut?
I think it's halibut.
He's a northern lad. A bit of halibut. Yeah.
It was, vile. So I'm thinking of I don't know if there's a smell he doesn't like, but whatever, if I can work that out between now and dinner, I'm going to cook it tonight. So when he comes back from Wicked, he's going to see some new theatre for a change. He can then have the same experience.
Not like a passive-aggressive marriage, is there?
No. Keeps us together.
So I love the fact that when you're out for the night, he goes, ooh, what can I do tonight? Because most people, let's be honest, think, ooh, I'll have a right good wank today.
Oh.
Well, they will when they're over half out, don't they? They'll think, oh, do you know what? I'll plan a wank.
You'll plan a wank?
Yeah, you know when you're over half out, you think, oh, Adam's laughing, he knows. You know, you think, oh, I've got afternoon to myself, I'm going to have a right good wank. He probably thought, oh.
Can I ask, are you going to ask for this to be cut by the time this comes out?
Probably.
Do you just want to just think about what you're saying?
It's fine. But he thought, oh, William's out tonight, I know what I'll do. I'll have a bit of fish.
Yes.
Yeah. Says it all.
Really? Well.
How is he? I've not seen him for ages.
You'll see him at Nancy Pelosi weekend.
Oh, yes. We're going away for that to write the show.
Well, hopefully.
To come up with some ideas.
Yes. To bounce off each other. How are your rowing classes going?
Oh, good God. So I've joined up to this, like, rowing gym class thinking I'll be fine. And I've actually still got really bad flashbacks of when I rowed from London to Burnley, which I said then I'll never do it. And I was on this rowing machine thinking, I'll be fine. And it was hell. All I could hear was Katie Thistleton in the background, you know, because she was there, like, commentating. Heard it back and going, his legs have gone. His legs have gone. He's going. We're going to have to go to a song. And I was just, it was horrible. And on this class, how you're performing, because you put this thing around your body, like a monitor, like a strap, and it comes up on the big screen. And I was last in the class.
You were last?
So my heart rate, I didn't get into the orange zone. And then out of everyone, I was last. And it's how far you push it. So I'm very, very January.
Okay. Well, keep going. I believe it. Do you need sponsoring for your rowing class?
No, I'm all good for that.
No, you're okay.
Also, I don't know what's happening. And I think subconsciously, that's why I've wore this jumper today.
Yes, tell us about this green Ralph Lauren jumper you're wearing.
It's just a green jumper with the American flag on.
Hasn't got all 50 stars on it.
Has it not?
No, that's quite an old version of the American flag.
Oh, God. Oh, it's not that.
Potentially, it could be Confederate. It's not the Confederate flag, but I will look into that flag.
Which leads me on to my next thing, and now I'm starting to get worried. I'm really into country music at the moment. Right. I'm proper into country music. So
what's your favourite country song?
So we're playing this Zach Bryan song at the moment, I Remember Everything. Okay. It's a beautiful song. So I put it on my streaming service. I can say Apple.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on my streaming service and then start listening to other country songs, really into it.
Gosh.
And there's like songs and like it really appeals to the working man and some of the lyrics and stuff. I'm like, oh God, and there's this one song I absolutely love.
Yes. Right?
And it's like, working long hours for bullshit pay and earning a buck and I'm on my way. And I'm like, oh God, this is really speaking to me as a working class chap myself. And
what Hello, it's your employers.
This one guy, I've been listening to his songs and they've been like, I'm like, yeah, go fight the power. Looked him up. He's only part of the bloody MAGA crew, isn't he?
Oh, well, it happens.
Big Trump supporter.
Yes.
And I'm like, so I'm not, yeah. So,
Have you heard Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats? That's a good one.
No.
Yes. Oh, yes. Executive Chairman Emeritus Deluxe Stewart, whatever he's called, is nodding in agreement.
I do think In Another Life could have been a country singer. Cause it's not that hard, is it? I woke up in the morning, tied down my horse. I went to work and I got on the course. I went home and seen my wife and she was bitching at me about my life. You know, see, that was just riffing. I do think In Another Life I could be a country singer.
Right. Well, you're halfway there now.
Working for bullshit pay. The boss said to me, are you gay? You know, something like that. I can just, yeah. It's just, I could have been a country singer in
Another
Life.
I don't think many country songs relate to homosexuality in my experience. I'm sure there are some.
Yeah.
Well, so, you'll be covering for Bob Harris next, won't you?
Who?
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, on Radio 2?
Yes.
So, yeah, to summarise, I'm off the beer, I'm eating healthy, I'm going to rowing classes and I'm really into country music.
Wow.
Yeah!
Lovely.
Cowboy.
Well, in other news, I'm really turning into you. You're sort of maturing, you're sort of having a slight, you know, moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm associating with the youth because last weekend I went to a 21st birthday party.
Wow. And you're, how old are you now?
34.
I'm 34 next month.
Okay. Well, there was me.
How was it?
I felt young to still be invited, but every other guest was predominantly 20 or 21. And I felt like I should be on a register by the end of the evening.
Wow. And can I just say, even when William was 21, he didn't go to many 21st birthday parties, did you?
No. Yeah. I'm aging back. Well, I'm like Benjamin Button. But this was Viral Fred's 20th.
Who does all of William's viral socials. Sensation videos.
Yeah. And it was great fun. But everyone was just very young.
Were they?
And I sort of felt like I was, you know, the token old homosexual in the corner.
At Freddie's party? Old
homosexual.
Old.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were well represented.
Did they do shots? Did you do any shots?
No. No, we had spotted dick.
Did you actually?
That was the pudding.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I've rubbed off on Freddie.
Okay.
And
I've never had spotted dick.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, we'll get you some.
I don't think I have.
It's just sort of suet, sort of like a spongy.
It got currants in?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I might. It's just Christmas pudding, isn't it?
It's like a white Christmas pudding.
I might have had it.
It's quite nice. It's quite trad. Mm. Anyway, that was nice. Talking of trad.
What is trad?
Traditional.
Oh, okay.
Do you think I could wear a cape? So as like a coat, like a cloak.
Like the Jack the Ripper?
Yes, because I've seen one I like.
Okay.
And I'd quite like to buy it.
Right.
But I'm just like, you know, I've got my lovely long coat that I go for coat fittings for.
Yeah.
Or I went for coat fittings. There's a nice cloak.
Okay, brilliant.
It's a little bit sort of...
Have you got a top hat?
No. It's a bit Austrian.
Please.
But I think it would look beautiful in videos.
Please
get it. It's very much a presence thing.
Please get a cloak.
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
Oh, I could wear it. If it comes in time, I could wear it to Nancy Pelosi, Alex Polizzi.
I think if anyone can get away with a cloak, it's you.
Like, yes. And like, it's just more... Like, when I'm out filming, it will be fine, because I'm obviously filming with Freddie or whatever. It's more just when I'm going to and from, I'm thinking, will people look at me and think I'm completely weird?
Yes, but you'd absolutely suit it.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is funny, because, don't laugh, but I've been thinking, and I've...
Oh, are you going to get one as well?
No, I've been thinking of having a little neckerchief.
A neckerchief? A cravat?
No, a little, you know, where you tie it round your neck?
Yes.
So I've been watching The Tourist.
Oh, it's round your neck now, is it not your arms?
And Jamie Dornan.
Yes, yeah, Jamie Dornan.
He's got like a really little neckerchief on. I thought, oh, that looks pretty cool.
Okay.
So I'm thinking of maybe starting wearing neckerchiefs in the spring.
You get a neckerchief, I'll get a cape.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
That panto will be coming thick and fast.
We'll be like Laurel and Hardy, please get a cape.
Okay, I will after this.
No capes. Cheers, Sarah.
I will order my cape.
Will you actually?
Yes.
How much is it?
Oh, it's quite expensive.
I bet capes aren't cheap.
No, because there aren't that many so that you can buy. So obviously demand is not high.
I can imagine it being like, like that scene in Fools and Horses where Del Boy and Rodney are dressed up as Batman and Robin and the car breaks down and they just come running down the street. Councillor Murray, that'll be you. You'll be just walking down the street.
It's not. It's a dark colour. It's not sort of, you know, shiny like Del Boy's.
They'll think you're a vigilante.
Yes, maybe.
Oh, that's brilliant. Capes might be back in.
I've always said that the police should go back to wearing capes. If you look at sort of the police from the sort of the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, they were in little capes.
What do the capes do? Do they keep you warm?
Just keep you warm.
How though? They might not like a coat.
Just wrap yourself up in it.
You want to get one of those dry robes. They're good if you're filming and stuff.
Someone's
bloody tea-leafed mine. It's like a big long coat with a towel in it. Oh, it's so good if you're filming. I got one for Saturday Night Takeaway.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know what I've done with it. I think someone's pinched it.
We have to buy a new one for these series.
I will.
Should we go to Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Let's do it.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
Cha-cha-cha. William gave me a book.
A listener, one of the handwritten letters, a listener had sent us in amongst some lovely other coasters and pens that this listener wrote in. He's called Matthew. He also sent in this joke book.
He sent in a joke book. Thank you, Matthew. And I was going to read one from it, but there is a chapter in this joke book titled Ethnic. So
we're not going to go near that book.
I think we should avoid that one.
Yeah, but thank you. You're all heart. I have written back to Matthew to say thank you.
I'll stick to some that have been sent in by you, our Jean Divas.
So instead, here's one from Nigel Farage.
This is from Sammy Reed, who's got a blue tick on Insta. Do we know?
Oh, who doesn't now?
It says, how are films Titanic and The Sixth Sense alike? And I'll tell you the punchline after the... Oh, do you know it?
Yes. Oh, Icy Dead People.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think you've done it.
I'm going to have to find another one now. Oh, here we go. Two cannibals eating a clown. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Thank God.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello thanks for sticking with us, G and Divas. It's now time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Two cannibals eating a clown. One says to the other, does this taste funny to you? Don't roll your eyes, because I'll keep going until I get a laugh. Oh, here we go. This is from Ryan Chadwick on Instagram. I was walking in the Olympic Village and noticed a man with a big long stick. And I said, oh, are you a pole vaulter? And he replied, no, I am German. And why do you know my name was Volta? we've got a winner.
Okay, are you very a pole good. Vaulter? I've laughed just to move on.
There we go.
Now, before we go to the listeners' questions and dilemmas, we have a bit of bad news, Jordan.
Oh, okay.
We've had a 2-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, God.
Do you want to read what Marty Redshed said?
Marty Redshed said he doesn't like our one-trick pony innuendo jokes.
Which is very rude.
Yeah.
But he must have liked them a bit because he gave us 2 stars and thank God he didn't give us one.
So if you are listening now on Apple or Spotify, please do leave us a 5-star review to cancel out Marty's 2-star review. Maybe leave a bit of an innuendo in the review. If you've listened to us,
he hates it.
If you've listened to us for ages and never left us a review, please do it this week on Apple or Spotify. It's not like me and William read them at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I don't.
So if you are listening now and you would like to leave us a nice review, no, you know what? We're not thin-skinned. If you want to give us some feedback, something you're not happy with, maybe, yeah, leave us a review. We can take it, can't we?
Yes.
We can.
You can take it.
We can take it. Yes. You can take it.
Yeah, if I'm in the mood.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the first dilemma?
Look at you with your iPad. You look like you're on the right stuff. I
know.
Oh, it's not the right stuff anymore, was it?
No, it's Jeremy Vine.
Jeremy Vine with your iPad.
Well, it's Jeremy Vine. It's Storm Huntley. It's Alexis Conran. Who isn't it on Channel 5?
Why have you got an iPad?
Oh, because, you know, there's no Planet B.
You look like you're about to do... What's the corner on this morning called?
The Hub?
The Hub.
They haven't done The Hub for years.
The Hub. Do they not do The Hub anymore?
No, because they needed The Hub when Twitter sort of started and it was sort of fun and cool. And look what happened to that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can we stop saying X, formerly Twitter, as well? Let's just call it Twitter.
Yeah, it's always going to be Twitter. Yeah.
Anyway.
This is from Michael. Dear William Jordan, Chairman Emeritus Stewart and RIP producer Ben. RIP, which is, of course, relaxing in Panama. I have an
Don't tell people where he is.
We stuck on his story.
Okay.
I have an etiquette question for you. As I write this, I'm relaxing on a cruise ship and we are docked in St. Martin. And
Lucky Martin.
I've worked there. And we had a very odd potato peelerless tour guide this morning named Wendy, who had lived in St. Martin for 30 years, but is originally British. She treated us with an utter level of contempt. Every question we asked was scoffed at, and there was one unfortunate moment when she encouraged us to laugh at a local man.
Sounds like she would like this chapter in the joke book.
Yes. My father told her that this was unacceptable after 3 hours of holding his tongue. But I'd like to know, what is the etiquette for dealing with rude people in the service industry? Should we have just been British about it and bitten our tongues, even with such a level of disrespect being shown? Thank you in advance. Love your work. Michael.
I mean, if it's something you've paid for, maybe go to their manager at the end and be like, this person was really rude and not very nice.
And offensive. There's a difference between rude and offensive.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like she was really offensive. Mm. Yeah.
But I've said this before on this podcast, a great way, you just say to someone, sorry, could you just say that again?
Yeah.
And obviously, if they then repeat it, and potentially Michael's Wendy here probably would have repeated it and not seen it, then you can go, do you really mean that?
Mm. Yeah. How would you have dealt with that if you was on a cruise? Have you ever been on a cruise?
I've been on a crossing.
So we didn't...
No, well, I have done that, but where we went from Southampton to New York, so you don't stop.
That's a cruise.
Well, it's not, because I'd say a cruise is where you port in this and you get off and
that's a bloody cruise.
Yeah, well, all right. But I went on a cruise ship.
How long did that take to get to New York?
6 nights.
Wow, was it nice?
It was all right.
Was it a luxury one or was it P&O? No offence, P&O.
It was the Queen Mary 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fair. I've always wanted to go on a cruise because I like the idea of it just being all-you-can-eat buffet. Did you have the full drinks package?
I don't know.
Your mum did. I did, darling. I was on the full drinks.
That's where I learned how to fold napkins into shapes, was on the Queen Mary 2. I was 17.
Was you?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go on a cruise.
No, I was 16.
I love the idea of just getting pissed and eating all day and not having to move.
Maybe we'll go cruising.
And go for a little excursion.
An excursion. That I would like to do a cruise where you dock and you get off and you look around the town and you get on the ship and then it moves again. I would quite like to do that to see if I would like that more, because you are on a ship for, and I hadn't watched Titanic at this point, so thank God I hadn't, but...
You were 17 and you'd not seen Titanic?
Yes, you know I only watched Titanic at the start of last year.
Oh, yes, of course.
I watched it on the phone in the gym in instalments.
Can't believe that.
No.
Toby Fingy's in the ITV series of it. That was quite good. Toby Jones.
Yes.
Otherwise
known as Mr. Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael, I would... It's unfortunate that happened. I would... If she's a tour guide, she probably has an internet review page that you can review her services. I definitely wouldn't tip her. Most tour guides would expect a tip at the end. I wouldn't tip her. I would call her out on it. If you don't like confrontation, because, Michael, presumably you're British and we don't, as a nation, like confrontation, then, go and tell her manager about it so you're not having to sort of... say something to her.
Leave a bad review, even though we just said leave us a nice one. Did you ever used to watch The Cruise with Jane McDonald?
No.
Oh, it was so good. My mum used to let me stay up for that.
Did she?
Yeah.
That's nice. Mm. What time was it on?
Probably about 8, 9 o'clock.
Oh, sweet.
On a clear day. That's what she used to sing.
This is from Chloe from Northern Ireland. Hi, William and Jordan. I've just finished listening to the entire backlog during my work for the last couple of months, so I knew you were the right people to help with my query. I went on a first date and it was all going well, but when we went in for the kiss, our nose rings bashed together and we ended up attached to each other's faces. It's going to happen if you get a nose ring. I panicked initially, but luckily we eventually got detached and laughed it off. Although I was terrified I might end up with a half-ripped nose. So my question is, what is the etiquette when two people with nose rings kiss? Should we take them off? Yours sincerely, Chloe from Northern Ireland.
You not put a plaster on it like in PE? Like girls had to put plasters on there.
Girls didn't have nose rings.
You had to put a
school
plaster on, didn't you? I bet your producer Ben comes back with your nose ring.
Oh, yes.
I'll bet you a tenner right here, right now. Him and Kat have him matching nose rings.
Oh, I can't see him with a nose ring.
Really? He'll have a nose ring.
It won't suit him. I mean, if he does, we will absolutely fall on the floor laughing.
He'll
have
a nose ring and he'll be vegan. No offence to any vegan.
He's going to the wrong... No, but he's ending up in Argentina. That is not the country to be vegan.
They love a steak over there, don't they?
If anything, he's going to come back and he's going to be a carnivore.
Mm. He's already half veggie, isn't he?
Yeah.
He don't eat meat at home. Anyway, what is the etiquette? I think a little plaster on your nose before you go out.
It's not very sexy, that, though, is it?
You could get the colourful ones that kids have.
What, a Mr. Men one?
A Band-Aid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just kiss on the forehead. Or maybe, you kiss, I don't know, block your nose.
I think if this goes further, one of you is going to have to take your piercing out or swap it to the other nostril.
Yes, you have the other one. Or take it out and put a stud in.
Or they might have the one that dangles there in the middle of the nose.
I never know why people have them in them. I always think if they break down, they can sort of be towed. Like, what's the point of having
that? The laughing cow, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. I've never had a piercing.
No.
Have you?
No.
No.
Of course I haven't. In the words of my late grandmother.
William, darling.
If God had wanted us to have holes in our ears, he would have put them there.
If God would have wanted us to have holes in our ears, he would have put them there.
Did she not have any piercings?
No, she wouldn't let my mother get her ears pierced.
She wouldn't wear earrings?
Clip-ons.
Clip-ons?
Yes, I know.
What, is she Pat Butcher? Clip-ons?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, she didn't believe in all of that.
Did the aristocracy never wear earrings?
Yeah, I think they'd get their ears pierced, yeah.
Yeah, it's... Cute, now you see little babies with them, don't you?
Let's go on to the next dilemma. This is from Jan.
Watching you with this iPad's like watching my mum order something online on her iPad. It's stressful. It's like watching my dad with remote control.
I'm sorry.
What am I pressing here now? It's your glasses case, Dad.
Dear William and Jordan, I've been listening to your brilliant podcast for a couple of years and have not until now had anything to write to you about. I've just returned from my honeymoon where my husband and I spent 4 weeks visiting Japan.
Oh.
Konnichiwa. It was a fantastic trip. While we were there, it was kaki, persimmon, season, which is one of my favourite fruits. We bought a fair number of kakis while travelling around Japan and I gave them a nickname. For a whole week, I walked around different towns and cities in Japan asking my husband in public if he wanted a bukkake. Now, do you know what that is?
I've heard about it.
Oh, yes, he said.
Is this... Can you explain what a bukkake is? Is it bukkake?
I think that's what... And to be fair, I actually don't know completely. I think it is...
I'll Google it.
Yes.
I think somebody tagged me in something.
Did they?
Yeah, about it. Let me have a look.
Not sure they did.
Oh, bukkake is a Japanese word which probably translates to splash with liquid.
Yes, okay. Well, that's a good way of putting it.
What is a bukkake? Am I... What? It's not what I thought. That. Right.
How do you spell... Look on Urban Dictionary.
Bukkake. How do... Bukkake.
Why are we talking about this?
Oh. Oh, okay. Wow.
Can you just be sensitive when you read this?
So I found it on Urban Dictionary. But is it bukkake?
Yes. If you have children listening... Don't. Or anyone easily offended, stop listening now.
Oh, God.
Skip forward 15
seconds. Oh, I didn't realise this is what it is. It's a relatively common porno fetish that includes one sperm recipient, usually...
Recipient.
Recipient, usually of the female variety and at least three or more sperm donor. Oh, the so a bukkake is when someone winks on your face.
I believe so.
Wow. Okay.
Good to know.
Carry on.
We're not doing that for an eschatology, by the way. What's the origin of that? Anyway.
What? Honeymoon?
Finally, we were on a hike in the middle of the forest and I pulled out a khaki from my bag and said, "Bukkake?" My husband half yelled, "Stop saying that." Usually mild-mannered, I thought his behaviour had gone too far. Something here was amiss. It was at this moment, while I looked at him questioningly, that my husband realised I had no idea what bukkake meant. Once he sheepishly explained to me the details, I was mortified. Can see why. I'd like to say I have stopped referring to this delicious fruit as bukkake, but the truth is I can't. It just seems like a much more natural name. Do you think I should stop calling it bukkake, or do you think my innocent nickname of this delicious fruit is acceptable? Jan.
Yeah, I absolutely do, Jan, think you should stop calling it bukkake, because as we've just found out, that means something totally different to...
Yes, I didn't know that was the Japanese name for a persimmon.
Mm.
When, so.
Yeah, my dad was meant to fist bump my mum once and he went, "Fist me."
Yes.
And it was...
And he's never walked straight since.
And it was very awkward, so let's not call any... No. Let's not call it fist, it's a fist bump.
Do you like persimmons?
Pardon?
Do you like persimmon?
What's persimmon?
Khaki.
Oh, is it, I've never heard of it.
No.
What is
Maybe
it?
Maybe we should get you some persimmons. I don't know if they're in season.
I'm not very exotic when it comes to fruit. It's an apple, banana, and if I'm feeling a bit out there, a peach.
Oh.
Or a pear.
All right, this is very dull.
Yeah.
Losing the will to live. This last one is from Molly.
Would you advise to stop saying bukkake?
I would. Call us khaki is fine, but we have a perfectly good English word for it, which is persimmon. This is from Molly. Hello, William, Jordan, and team. Hello, team. I'm a mother of two kids, which means my once full and perky boobs have become sad, deflated balloons. After a few years of debating, I finally decided that I wanted to have a breast augmentation to rejuvenate my bust and help me feel confident in my body again.
Good on you.
There are some women at my gym and office with whom I am friendly and conversational, and I'm 99% sure that they have had work done. Wanting to get some real opinions from people I know, I wasn't sure how to go about asking them for their experiences without possibly offending them. What is the etiquette of asking someone if they had had a boob job? Many thanks. Molly.
This is a really good question. Can you ask people if they've had cosmetic surgery?
No.
Can you not?
No. I think the way to do it is go, "Oh, I'm thinking of having a boob job. What do you think?" Not sure if it's the right thing or if it's painful.
You are good.
And then if they then say, "Oh, nothing to worry about. It's a bit sore for 24 hours, but after that it's fine." I don't know whether it is or not. If they then reveal, you can.
Right. So don't assume. Just say, "I'm thinking of having it." So, yeah, that's really good advice.
Thank you.
That is actually good advice. Because there's people I want to know and I'm like, "Do you have Botox?" But you can tell when people get fillers and stuff. Would you get lip fillers?
No. No, because I've got quite nice lips, I think, actually.
Okay.
Some people don't. There is, I won't say their name, but they're a actor who is in a film that's done quite well recently that everyone's talking about. And there's a lot of speculation on TikTok as to whether they have had stuff done.
Do you think?
And they've done like, "This was him 6 years ago. This is him now."
Oh.
And then lips are part of that.
Yeah. Would you get the bum one? The bum, what they call the big bum fillers?
No.
Would you not?
No.
Okay.
Not having anything going in there. Disgusting.
Because there's some people that do have it and look great, and then there's others that go a bit too far, don't they?
Shame, really.
It is.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Enhancements.
Have you had Botox recently?
Yes, I had last week.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't quite kicked in yet. It takes about 7 to 12 days.
Can you feel it when it kicks in?
I used to be able to, but now no.
And why is it you get it done? You've no frown lines at all, have you?
Well, I do a bit.
Have I got... I'm not getting it. I'm going to grow old disgracefully.
Yes, I know. You're doing a good job with that.
I put... Teeth isn't classed as cosmetic surgery, is it?
It is. It's cosmetic.
Is it?
It's not surgery, but I'd say it's a cosmetic enhancement.
Okay.
You're changing what God gave you.
Well, no, I just had...
It's not where I would have started,
I just
either.
Had really bad teeth.
You didn't.
I've seen a video recently, I mean, in the castle. God, I look like a pirate. Like
looking at a piano keyboard.
It was, yeah.
Bless you. But no, Molly, in answer to your question, you talk about yours. If they offer, great, but you cannot directly ask someone.
Has Mikey had any cosmetic surgery?
No. I hope I can say this. He was going to go and have Botox, and it was on the day, it was on the 8th of September 2022. And what happened on that day? It's when the Queen died. And he was going, his appointment was at 7 o'clock.
PM?
Yes. And he was about to leave the house, and at 6:30 PM they announced, and he was like, I can't go home, because we were very upset, obviously. So he phoned the Botox place and said, I can't come, the Queen's died. And I don't think that person knew at that point, but he was...
That is so dramatic.
And they didn't know what to do, because there was a 24-hour cancellation policy. And they're a bit like, okay, fine.
That is so dramatic.
Yeah.
So he basically cancelled his Botox because the Queen died?
Yes. So he hasn't had it since.
Right. Oh, back lasered. Is that cosmetic?
Ish, yeah.
I've got one more left.
Have you?
It's really starting to
Can you
to
show
hurt.
Me your back later?
I'll show you my back, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the last one was painful.
Really? They're meant to get less painful.
I was, because Alex, self-shoot Alex, is also getting it done. So we often text each other, and he's just had his last one, but he might need another top-up one.
Well, sorry, sure Alex. I hope
you don't mind
that.
Me sharing that. So I've got, it's so painful at the moment. You have to put After Sun on it.
Yes, you do. You've got to be very careful.
I take
something to bite down on.
Bite down on. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's lovely.
There we go. There we are.
Thank you very much for that.
We're back on Friday, aren't we?
Yes, we are for our weekend release.
Weekend release. And we carry on our chat about the smell of sex.
Yeah, I mean, this had a big reaction on social media.
And we hear from a Gene Diva who has made a very smart purchase for their wrapping needs.
Oh, I wonder what that is.
Oh, good God. Remember, you can DM us. We're Sexted My Boss on the socials. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to this man here, Mr. William Hansen, who, in the fullness of time, promises a handwritten reply in one of our luxury greeting cards of executive self-seal envelopes. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
See you on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.